I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, I just want to say thank you very much. This is our little YouTube plaque here. I just wanted to open this bad boy up and show you what this thing looks like. I've never done an unboxing video. You got a nice little letter here. Talks about just how far we've come, y'all. Came there with you guys. Thank you very much. Here it is. Oh, snap. There it is, y'all. 100,000 YouTube subscribers. We did that in about a year, guys. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for the love. Night Pants Nation, y'all are the shit. This one's going on the wall.
The Honeydew with Ryan Sickler.
Welcome back to the Honeydew, y'all. We're over here doing it in the Night Pants Studios. I'm Ryan Sickler, RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all social media. I continue to thank you guys for continuing to support me and the show and the tour. The Night Pants Nation tour is continuing to roll out there. We're having a great time. La Jolla, I'll be there December 15th through the 17th. And Austin, coming to Texas, Austin. Coming there, y'all. January 6th through the 8th. Go to RyanSickler.com for tickets. Sign up for the email list. And again, too, if you're watching the show, thank you. And hit that subscribe. It means nothing to you and everything to us. I promise you, it means a lot to us. The Patreon, I just love my fucking job. I'm highlighting the lowlights with y'all. It's the Honeydew with y'all. It's $5 a month on Patreon. You get the Honeydew a day early ad free. And if you sign up for a year, you get over a month free. All right. It's a great show. I mean, we've, like I've said, every week, talked to some people. We solved the cold case. I say we solved it. He solved it. He just told us about it. But I like to say we solved that shit. We got a dude that was paralyzed in the fucking wilderness, that slept overnight paralyzed for 30 fucking hours, not in his house, in the wilderness, all right? So that's the deal. Check it all out. And you know what we do here. We highlight the lowlights over here. We bring a little light to the darkness. And these are the stories behind the storytellers, all right? Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time here on The Honeydew, please welcome Stephen Garza. Welcome to The Honeydew,
What's
Stephen.
Up, everybody? Hey, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it, man.
I know a long time. Listen, this is a, I want to say this now. This is an important episode. We've never, you got to sit up on that mic or you're going to get yelled at, especially with what we're going to talk about.
Okay, there we go.
We're going to talk about a school shooting. You're a school shooting survivor.
Yeah, I've never looked at it that way. I guess so, yeah.
Yeah, you are. You're a survivor of a school shooting. And we've never done an episode, not a Patreon episode, not a regular Honeydew of anyone that's been involved in a school shooting. So I know it's going to be a difficult thing to talk about, I'm sure. So please, before we do, though, promote, plug everything you want, and then we're going to get into it.
Yeah, so before I just want to plug my Instagram and YouTube channel. So it's Stephen Garza. Steven Garza joke. That's my Instagram handle. And Stephen Garza comedy for YouTube. That's it, man.
All right. So you're a doorman at the Comedy Store. That's how I met you in comedy.
Yeah.
And I know we talked about this a while ago. You approached me and told me that. And I was like, holy shit, I definitely want to do this. And I appreciate your patience. We've undergone a lot of changes here at the studio.
I understand.
Since you said it.
It's one of those things where
and everything.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just a story that I think people need to hear. And you know what's it's interesting because everybody knew about it at the time. It happened in 2001. Nobody remembers it now. You know, and it's very sad.
And it's sad because there are so many of them. You literally start saying, and you know, I don't even mean to be insensitive, Tom. Which one was that?
Exactly.
You know, and you're like, well, that was the one where the, and you're like, oh my god, that one, yeah.
Yeah.
So before we get there, can you briefly tell me about where you're from, originally grew up and all that, and how we get into this school story?
So I'm from a city called Santee, California. It's San Diego County. So East County area, San Diego, about a 20-minute drive from downtown. Very, I would say, I don't know, suburbs, you know, getting more rural the further you get out. A nice neighborhood. I think we got a bad rap in the late 90s. MTV did a story on white supremacy on the specific city, and that gave us a bad rap, but a lot of it was untrue. So people hear Santee, they may think of that if they've heard that at all, but it was a nice town and still is.
With some assholes, like every town.
Sure. Right. They gave it a bad name, I guess. And then, you know, the media picked up on that and ran with it. So this was late 90s.
Okay. And are you only child?
So I have two younger brothers and an older sister. Both brothers in San Diego now. Sister just moved to Iowa.
What's your age difference? Were any of you in the same school at the same time?
So I was 4 years ahead of my second brother. He started the year I graduated.
Got it.
And then after that, he was there 4 years. My brother was a freshman while he was a senior. And sister was already graduated by this time.
And were your parents together, separated?
Parents are not together anymore. They've been married.
At the time they were.
They have it was a strange marriage. They were together, but never any love in that marriage. It's kind of a sad situation.
A business proposal.
Sure.
So what did your father do for a living?
He worked for commercial refrigeration.
Okay.
So fixing ice machines and, you know, giant warehouses.
And what about your mom?
Mom was a legal secretary for the state.
Your mom was a legal secretary. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is 2001 we're getting to now. You're in high school. You're a junior, senior?
Junior.
You're a junior. Mm-hmm. At what's the high school?
High school is Santana.
All right. Santana High. And I mean, look, this is crazy. There have already been so many school shootings prior to this. So the questions I sort of want to know are, were there rumors of this coming? Were there anything anyone sort of knew and didn't take seriously that they should have, you know, that sort of thing? Because, you know, all these things happen.
Yeah, there were
so many of them.
There was actually, well, you got to remember 2001, this is the first major school shooting coming after Columbine. So I don't remember hearing much about school shootings until up till Columbine.
Oh, then right? I'm wrong. Okay, I'm sorry. Because 2001 was the second one then?
In my opinion, before the Monday shooter and a few that you had in the 70s and 80s. But to me, it was Columbine, and then things kind of snowballed
crazy
from there.
After.
From
okay.
what I've been,
right.
from what
I'm
I've
sorry
seen.
Then. I thought this was later.
No, so it was just, this was maybe, I mean, man,
see,
maybe
that's what
a
I'm saying.
After?
There's so many of them. I don't even remember when or anything. The Sandy Hook, all like, good Lord.
Yeah. Right. But it was also interesting because there was Columbine, and then we were about a year later, Santana school shooting. And then a couple miles down the road, at kind of a rival high school, there was another school shooting 2 weeks later. So it all happened in this little town. And just as I said to you, there were some white supremacy rumors, and it just exploded. You know, the media on that, knowing that, oh, two school shootings within a month.
Plus white supremacy.
Plus white supremacy,
town,
yeah. And so left over to today, Santee gets a real bad rap, especially in the San Diego area. People know or assume it's bad from, it's still stemming from, you know, what took place back then. And this, yeah, so this was, I would say, the first major school shooting after Columbine.
Okay. So what, were there any rumors or anything that was floating around?
Yeah, it's funny because the rumors always start to come afterwards, right? People are like, oh, well, so-and-so said this was going to happen. Yeah, nobody reported it. And so, yeah, there were definitely rumors. And I can remember a specific entrance where there was a lot of fights happening at the school at that time. Kids, I don't know, they're just angry. And to me, that was just happening at every high school. But apparently, for whatever reason, everybody was fighting at this particular month. Couple months leading up to the school shooting, and I remember my dad saying, he's like, man, was there going to be a school shooting or something?
He said that?
Yeah, just joking around. A couple months later, you know, it happened. I'll never forget that.
Can you walk us through that day? Like, the moment you get up in the morning, walk me through the whole fucking day.
Well, just like they say, I remember it was sunny. It was a morning just like any other morning.
What
just
day
like
of the
they
week?
Always say. I don't remember.
Wow.
I couldn't tell
you.
Yeah. I just know it was 2001. I remember I had a counselor's appointment earlier that day. So I had to go into the counselor's office, and my grades were always awful. So it was like, hey, the type of meeting where you're like, hey, pick it up or, you know,
like,
you're going to be out of here.
Does that day more detailed in your life than maybe anything else? Like, do you remember what you ate for breakfast? Do you remember how you got to school that morning? And you say you got there earlier because you had this appointment.
Other than that, no. I just remember kind of like, I guess, highlights. I don't know what you would call them. Bits and pieces that come back to me. Yeah, I guess. And now, so one thing I wanted to say before we get too far is that there were rumors that this was going to happen. Apparently, this kid told people he was going to do it the day before. And the friends and even a grown-up at the time, he told it to his friends and to the grown-up, never reported it. So they got driven out of town after that.
Really?
They were, lynch mobbed out of there because people were pissed. What do you mean this kid told you he was going to do it? And you being an adult, you just sat on it? And one of those kids that he told, like, I think there was a group of like four or five that he was hanging out and he told I was going to do this, went to the high school we were talking about. It was called Granite Hills, a rival high school. So and that's when the school shooting took place. So that kid was in two school shootings within a month.
No.
Yeah, I got driven out of Santee, pushed over to this school. Yeah, it's like, bro, I want nothing to do with you.
Holy shit. You talk about born under a bad sign. Holy fuck. Two school shootings in 2 weeks?
Right, dude. He holds the record. Tell me, there's no way.
Terrible. Ugh. Holy fuck, yeah.
Yeah.
You're not even processed the first fucking trauma.
No.
You're not even like, what? It's happening again. Like,
but you had to think, like, he had to have known when they started hearing that pop, pop, pop. He's like, oh, I know where this is going. You know what I mean? By then he was a veteran.
Yeah.
He knew how to take it and knew how to handle it. But from what I heard, he got a bunch, and this was all speculative, but I heard he got a bunch of crap pushed over to that high school, and you know, people were teasing him, hey, don't bring your hate crimes over here to our school. And I guess in a way it followed him.
Fuck. All right. So tell me what happened that day.
So this was, okay, I remember we had like a block system, and you would have your first class. And after that class, you would have a break in between your next class. It was like a, not lunch, but a 20 minute break before that.
Well, where would you go? The cafeteria, outside?
There was,
like,
our campus
California.
Was outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we had two big quads, which were grass areas, giant grass areas. And the big quad is where most people hung out. And I would say, I guess the jocks, you know, more of the more popular kids were in that area. And then you go to the small quad, had two hallways that would lead into the small grass quad. And that was more of your artsy area, punks, rockers, stuff like that. And I was in the main quad. And like I said, there's two hallways that lead in and out of the quads. The only two ways you can get from one way, and the classrooms line all of that. And what happened was I was at the very south side of the North Quad and the bell rings. So the break time's over. We just, everybody was hanging out.
What time of day is this?
This would have been probably 9:30. I think that's what it took about, it's about 9:30. The bell rings. We have a 3-bell system. First bell means get to class, break's over. Second bell means you've got a minute left. If you don't make it within that minute, then you got to go to something called lockout, which is where you don't get attendance for the day and you've got to sit in a room by yourself. Which was, looking back on it, what was that doing to anybody, to the kids? That's I wanted that. The first bell rang, and for whatever reason that day, I said, you know, I remember thinking to myself, I just don't want to go. I don't want to go to class today. And the shooting actually took place at the end of the hallway that I had to walk through to get to my class, right? There was a bathroom, and it emptied out into a bathroom, and that's where the shooting took place. The shooter was standing in front of the bathroom because he was using it as coverage. So he'd go in there, reload, come back out.
Reload.
So, right. He reloaded. He had a revolver, .22.
I was going to say, I watched your hand motion do this. So he had a revolver.
Yeah. And remember, I'm right here. I mean, I was right there for everything. Second bell rings means you've got like a minute or 2 minutes to get to class. And still I'm going, I don't want to go. Meanwhile, I normally would have left after that second bell, would have put me right in front of the bathroom where the school, because I had to go right past there to get to my class. So it would have put me face to face with the shooter had I gone when I normally did. But for whatever reason, not today, I'm just not feeling it. And I'd say a couple seconds after that second bell rang, I slowly started to make my way down the hallway where the shooting took place in the hallway with a friend, my childhood friend, John, that I grew up with. We were kind of slacking off that day. And we started making our way down the hall. Slowly.
Can you describe the hall? Is it locker lined?
Locker lined hallway. Okay. And it was like herding cattle in between classes.
And how wide would you say? Like 20 feet?
Yeah,
this is
20
10
feet.
By 10.
Yeah,
so
probably
maybe
about not much bigger than this. Okay. So maybe 15, 20 feet.
And you're shoving how many kids pouring through this?
Especially thing. Those last minute loser kids that don't want to go to class. We're all scrambling because you don't get attendance for the day. So it was really like herding cattle. And this kid knew that. That's the problem. That's what was scary, is that he picked that place because he knew he was going to pick people off. It'd be super easy. He wouldn't have to aim. As the second bell rings, I wait a couple minutes. I start to make my way to the hallway with my friend, John. All of a sudden, I see everybody running out of the hallway, opposite direction of which I want to go in, right? And they all had that. And normally when that happens, it means there's a fight. So as a 17-year-old boy, we wanted to go watch. We ran to the crowd.
Oh, shit.
Opposite direction.
Okay.
But it didn't make sense to me
at
the time.
They're not screaming? Or?
No. I remember this one tall blonde chick. For some reason, I'll never forget. She had this look on her face I can't describe other than just absolute terror.
And no one yelled run or anything?
Nobody knew what was going on.
They just mob mentality. Everyone's
right.
Going this way. We go this way.
No, we went the opposite.
Are going. And you guys are going to go fucking upstream.
Because we thought everybody
It's a fight.
But it didn't make sense. Why is everybody walking away from a fight? Normally, everybody gravitates towards it. So it wasn't processing. And I didn't hear that the first few rounds.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
So I didn't know what was going on until I came in the hallway. Then I looked down at the end of the hallway. There's a kid holding his stomach laying on the ground, right? So this is right in front of the bathroom where the guy was shooting. Everybody was exiting the hallway. I was coming into the hallway to see what was going on, thinking it was a fight. I thought, wow, This guy got stabbed? That's insane. It was just a fist fight. This guy got stabbed. The shooter comes back out of the bathroom. I guess he had gone in to reload. And that's when he shot into the hallway that I was standing in. And there was a soda machine at the end of the hallway where I was standing. Me and my friend were right there. The first shot when he came back after reloaded was so loud in that hallway. Because gunshots are loud.
Listen, that's what I say this all the time. People with the, I would've. Listen, if you're in a small ass fucking hallway in your home and you got to defend yourself, fuck yeah. If you've got a gun, man, take that motherfucker out. But just know that there's gunpowder that burns your eyes.
Yeah.
The gun kicks. It's loud as fuck. Your ears are going to ring. Your eyes might burn.
That's like exactly
you got
what happened.
A shot, literally. Hopefully, to get one if you're in a space like that. And I don't think a lot of people think that. They think they can just come in and fucking ga 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 and it does not work that way.
No.
Can I ask you this real quick?
Yeah,
Do you know the shooter? Did you know who he was?
We hung in, not really.
No classes
not
with
really.
This kid
I,
or anything?
No, but I knew kids that hung out with him, this burnout group.
Was
he
a senior?
No,
he
was a freshman.
Whoa, he's a freshman.
Yeah, it's a little punk freshman, man, that was trying to be cool. I'll get into that in a second. Yeah. Trying to impress his friends is what it turned out to be. It wasn't a bully situation. It was him trying to be cool to fit in with the older burnouts.
And so let me ask you this. When a bullet goes by you like that, do you hear it?
I don't mean
what you hit. I mean, do you get that?
So what? I hung out to the soda machine. The first bullet, I went to my knees for whatever reason. You got to remember, the shooter was like 300 feet away. There's no charging him to stop it. You know, only thing I could do was run away from the bullet. So I just want to make that clear. I dropped to my knee for some reason. I guess it was that loud. I don't know if I turned to run and I tripped or something, but my hand was against the soda machine. And as I put my hand on the soda machine, the shooter, I don't think he was aiming for me, but you know, sometimes I think he was. He shot the soda machine that I was holding my hand against, and I know it. Not only did I hear it, but the soda machine was never replaced. It was there when we came back onto campus. Uh-uh. So you go back and you realize, you go back.
Hey, E6 is unavailable. All right. Like, are you serious?
Months later?
Somebody couldn't donate a soda machine.
Sure.
That's a horrible reminder every day. God damn. It's so insensitive.
The best they did was a couple months later, they did a sloppy paint over job of where the bullet hit. So the mark and the indent was right there. And what I'm saying is I know it hit the soda machine because not only did I hear it, but you could see the indent that it hit where it went through the metal and bent the cage. You know, the soda machine had a cage around it.
Mm-hmm.
And it busted that all up.
Got it.
That was not
so
fixed.
So how
when we
close
went back.
To your hand would you say that bullet?
I mean, within a foot and a half. But he shot again, and that hit the stucco that the soda machine was butted up against, the stucco wall. When you hit that stucco wall, that stucco blows back into your face. So that blinded, you know, me for a second because the blowback was so intense.
And at this point where you are, how many people would you say? I know you probably don't know the answer to my questions a handful of people back there trying to get out?
So
the first wave of people are already out now?
Yeah.
Okay.
First wave are out. And remember, I came in after that first wave because I didn't hear it and we thought there was a fight. I forgot to mention, the kid laying on the ground with his stomach, I thought he had gotten stabbed.
Right.
The shooter went in there, reloaded, comes back out, and that's when I make my entrance into the hall. As soon as he comes back out, he shoots again. I see the guy who fell on the ground holding his stomach. He got up and ran.
He got away.
Yeah, and at that point, I knew something was up. I still hadn't processed that it was a gun. Still hadn't processed that I'm being shot at or people around us are being shot at. So that's when, he reloaded, came out. He shot the soda machine, then he shot the wall against me. And my buddy I was telling you I was with, his hands were all cut up and bleeding from the stucco on the wall. At that time, I remember turning around after seeing this guy come out of the hallway. He was just, and not aiming, by the way, just picking people off. I don't think he was aiming for anybody specifically or targeting anybody. At that time, I just turned around and ran. And I'll never forget, there was a special needs guy next to me. And I remember thinking, you know, should I carry him? But he was running just as fast as I was. So I was like, oh, he's good.
He's like, fuck all of you.
I'll never forget, man. Coolest kid. His name was Robert. We had PE together. But the thing that, man.
See, but, so you don't need to help me at all, man.
I gave him that look because, you know, you're like, what's the right,
But the thing
that's
still,
nice of you to even consider wanting to help someone else in that situation.
Yeah, I didn't, but you know, I thought
you didn't
about
need
it.
To, so though.
Yeah, sure, I didn't. He was like, hauling
get,
ass,
get out
man.
Of my
yeah,
way, motherfucker.
Yeah. I forgot about that part actually. Yeah.
Athletic Greens, the health and wellness company that makes comprehensive daily nutrition really simple. I've been taking Athletic Greens. I take it every morning. We have them here at the studio as well. Look, I don't always eat well. I eat late. I eat garbage. I eat fast food. And I need to get the nutrients that I need. So I take the Athletic Greens. I got the powder. I put it in a little water bottle with me. I take it where I walk. I take it when I'm going to the gym. And I love it. It starts my day off right. I know I'm getting the nutrients I need, and it's delicious, all right? So with so many stressors in life, it's difficult to maintain effective nutritional habits and give our bodies the nutrients it needs to thrive. AG1 by Athletic Greens is the category-leading superfood product that brings comprehensive and convenient daily nutrition to everybody. To help each of us be at our best, they simplify the path to better nutrition by giving you the one thing with all the best things. One tasty scoop of AG1 contains 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food sourced ingredients, including a multivitamin, multimineral, probiotic, green superfood blend, and more in one convenient daily serving. The special blend of high-quality, bioavailable ingredients in a scoop of AG1 work together to fill the nutritional gaps in your diet, support energy and focus, aid with gut health and digestion, and support a healthy immune system, effectively replacing multiple products or pills with one healthy, delicious drink. Join the movement of athletes, moms, dads, rookies, first-timers, and everyone in between. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you an immune-supporting free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase if you visit athleticgreens.com/honeydew today. Again, simply visit athleticgreens.com/honeydew to take control of your health and give AG1 a try. The holidays are right around the corner. If you want help prepping for your parties and family get-togethers, all while supporting a more sustainable local food system, check out Imperfect Foods. Imperfect Foods is a grocery delivery service offering an entire line of sustainable groceries that taste delicious and reduce waste. Plus, your order will arrive on the same day each week. On average, Imperfect Foods customers save 6 to 8 pounds of food from lesser outcomes with every order. And unlike on-demand delivery companies, Imperfect delivers weekly by neighborhood, a unique model that produces 25 to 75% fewer emissions than individual trips to the grocery store. Plus, say goodbye to packaging guilt. Imperfect Foods is the only national grocery delivery company to make it easy to return your packaging after every order. I've gotten two orders now of Imperfect Foods, and it's fantastic. I mean, I've gotten eggs, I had bacon, what else? I had vegetables. We took and made stuffed peppers out of it. It was delicious. Right now, Imperfect Foods is offering my listeners 20% off your first four orders when you go to imperfectfoods.com and use promo code Honeydew. Again, 20% off your first four orders. That's up to an $80 value at imperfectfoods.com when you use the promo code Honeydew. Imperfectfoods.com and use code Honeydew. We deserve to know what we're putting in our bodies and why, especially when it comes to something we take every day. Ritual's clean, vegan-friendly multivitamin is formulated with high-quality nutrients in a bioavailable form your body can actually use. What you won't find are sugars, GMOs, major allergens, synthetic fillers, and artificial colorants. Plus, the fresh taste and delayed-release capsule design make taking your vitamins easy. I'm a Ritual taker. I ritually take Ritual vitamins. Every day I take the multivitamin. It does have a clean, like minty, fresh taste. It's pretty interesting too. You look in the capsule, you can see everything that's going on in there. And I've been looking for a multivitamin for a while now that wasn't, you know, full of garbage. And Ritual is it. You'll always know what nutrients you're taking and where they come from thanks to Ritual's one-of-a-kind visible supply chain. Your multivitamins are delivered right to your door every month with free shipping always, and you can start, snooze, or cancel your subscription anytime. And if you don't love Ritual within your first month, they'll refund your first order, okay? Get key nutrients without the BS. Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Visit ritual.com/honeydew to start your ritual today. Now,
Let's get back to the do.
And so we ran together to the parking lot. We ran, so from the hallway, we ran through the big quad into the parking
lot. Now, at that point that you're running out, are you still hearing the pops?
Yeah, at that point you're hearing, but
screams at that point, or people realize
I didn't hear any
now?
Screams. No. One thing I do remember is thinking, I'm going to get shot in the back. Because we didn't know, I was thinking there was somebody on the roof along with him.
Right,
so you don't know if it's just a one shooter.
Good point.
So the whole time I'm thinking, man, I'm going to get shot in the back running to the parking lot. That's what I thought was going to happen. Yeah,
God, that's crazy. Even to think that maybe he is, maybe he's flushing you all out that way, and there's other people that way.
Right, that goes through your mind.
Holy shit,
at the time.
I'm sure. Fuck.
For some reason, I remember thinking there was a guy. Is this an ambush? That's what I thought. Yeah, I thought, okay, there's a guy up on the roof, and he's going to snipe me now. That's kind of what was going through my head. One thing I'll never forget: when they talk about heroes in a situation like that, we had these guys called narcs, which were just police on campus. Right, they weren't cops, but they were there to break up fights and make sure everything went smoothly.
Did they carry weapons? No.
They were always normally big dudes. They knew how to handle themselves. I think they were going to be police officers eventually. They started there. This one guy, I'll never forget, he had these rad tattoos all the way down his arm, like a spiral. He was running towards the shooting. Everybody running away, but this guy running towards it, man. And you got to remember at this time what a hero really is. Everybody wants out of there, not him, man. He's going towards the face of danger. I'll never forget that, how brave you'd have to be to do something like that. Another one of the narcs.
It's funny because you guys went to thinking it was a fight, which is dumb.
Yeah.
This guy now's running because he knows what it is, which is brave.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
There's a fine line between dumb and brave. Oh, shit. Okay. All right. So I have to ask, how many people did it die? Did that guy that got shot in the stomach, do you know if died later?
I don't think that was the kid that died. I don't think so. I never found out who it was. Two died. 15 were shot altogether.
God,
two died.
15.
Yeah, man. You got to remember, he was just picking people off in the hallway. There's no strategy behind it other than just fire and hit what you can. And the guy, this was when video cameras were still kind of new as far as portable cameras go. Techie kid had a camera on him.
No way.
Hid in a classroom, which was overlooking the bathroom the guy was shooting at, filmed it. We never got the footage, by the way. The cops still have it. They never released it. Filmed the shooting. The shooter was smiling, laughing as he was pulling the trigger.
Jesus Christ.
Killing kids in the hallway, smiling. Imagine that level of insanity. And I guess we'll get to this later, but
like
this
14,
dude.
Too.
He was 14,
ninth grade.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's trying to get out of jail right now.
Wait, let's.
And we'll get into that in a second. Yeah.
All right. So you guys run out of this school, and you're in the the quad? You're back at the quad or the
park?
So
I ran back into the large quad.
Okay.
Shooting took place in the small quad at the end of the hallway. I was on the opposite end of the hallway in the large quad.
And are you worried that he's walking your way?
Yeah.
Or
so the whole time you're running, I think he's behind me or somebody's on the roof, ready to shoot. So as fast as you're running, you can't get far enough away fast enough. You have no idea what's around you.
Yeah, a bullet can go for,
And then you think someone's going to come up in front of me and they're going to block me off here. Luckily, I was able to make it to the parking lot where most everybody, but you got to remember, man, we're kids at this time. Nobody knows what's going on.
Right. And I'm sure the police, maybe if they've been called, they just got called.
They haven't
so they're
been there
not
yet.
There. Yeah. You're just a group of kids and teachers, probably, faculty in a parking lot.
I got into my car in the parking lot. And actually ask myself, do I need to go back to class? You're not processing what's going on. You're like, I guess I'll just wait for a second, then I'll go back to class. That's how I just didn't process at that moment. Eventually, we got in our car and we just left. And I'll never remember driving home on the main street that the high school is on, a cop just flying past me in the opposite direction. That's when I knew, oh man, this is real. And what happened, the kid got caught. There was an off-duty officer on campus that day, just happened to be there. I guess after he had reloaded once or twice, the cop heard the commotion. 911 calls were already made. He went in there to kind of figure out what was going on and then call for backup. So if it wasn't for him, who knows how many more kids would have been shot or would have died.
Did they kill him? Oh, no, you said he's trying to get out of jail. All right, we'll come back to that. So, all right, you leave and then what? You go home? Where do you go?
I went home. I'll never forget the message I left my mom at her work. I go, hey, mom, something happened at school, but I'm okay. And then I hung up. It didn't go in detail.
God.
And she later told me, she's like, what were you thinking, man? And it was world news at the time. The way I know it was world news is because not only was it on every station every night,
But people from other countries were calling family members of mine, knowing that they lived in the area, they had a nephew or a grandson or someone that lived in that area, and from England or, you know, in Europe. And so they were getting all this as well.
Damn.
That's how, I mean, it was huge. That's why it blows my mind that nobody remembers it even now.
So, yeah, you know, like I said, I thought this was down the line of these school shootings, and you're saying it's pretty much the second one in the U.S.
I would say it was probably the second one in the U.S.,
heavily profiled.
Yeah, and that's why I wonder, out of all the school shootings we have now, how many people are going to remember these, you know, 20 years from now? Because this was just as big. We didn't have social media at the time, but it was on every channel for weeks. CNN, that's all they covered every night.
So who's the first person you actually get to talk to about it, like to unload on? You calling other friends at school? Are you checking on people? Like, what's happening with
that? That's right. What happened was, after I had driven away, I went home, which wasn't very far. What happened, there's a strip mall across the street from the high school. I had a grocery store, like a Del Taco, Jack in the Box, things like that. It was pretty big, and everybody gathered there. So I got home, and it was already on the news by the time I had gotten home, and I was with one of my other friend had made his way, John, that was in the high school with, that was in the hallway with, made his way to my house. And we went back to the gathering place thinking that's where we needed to be, because it was on the news, like, hey, all the kids are here, finding out everybody's okay, everybody's accounted for. So we went into that, and that's when everybody, the rumors started going around. Hey, did you hear who it was? It turned out it was this burner. I don't even want to say his name, some burnout kid.
Fuck him.
I cannot stand this kid. The interesting part is that most school shooters killed themselves or before the shooting's over, from what I've seen, at least, right? This was one of the first ones where you could see the steps being taken to him going to prison. So he was arrested, he was detained, then he had his trial, then he has, you know, whatever, retrial, whatever, his appeal, and you get to kind of follow all the way along, which also kind of sucks because it still comes back up. I gotta hear about this guy wanting to get out into prison. Another thing, he wants to be a cop, last I heard.
What? You can't be.
No.
You can't be.
You don't commit a double homicide. Yeah.
Of children.
Of children, right. Yeah.
And then get to be a cop. Doesn't he understand? If he gets out, he's never allowed to have a weapon or anything.
No.
He's got felonies.
Exactly.
It's over. But also, keep that motherfucker in prison.
Yeah. Please.
I mean, a school shooting should be life in prison, if not death.
Man.
You know, do us a favor and shoot yourself, motherfucker, please. Save one for yourself.
Yeah, please. That's why I still to this day, you know, like, why don't you take yourself out, man?
Yeah.
I'm not going to shed a tear for you. I care. You almost shot me in the face. I mean, he came a foot and a half from shooting me in the face.
God.
And, you know, the older I get, the harder that is to deal with. When I was a kid, I just blew it off. But the more I think about
it. Do you have kids?
I don't know.
I bet you. I mean, look, I see shit that freaks me out. Like, and I don't know if it's true. I know there's a lot of scare stuff out there too. But like, there was an article that said something about don't send your kids to school in shoes that flash, because when they run, they could see that flash. Yeah, and I'm like, oh my God! Like, what?
This is what it's come to.
You got to think about that. So I mean, man, my heart goes out to the families and the victims. And you know, that's the other thing. They say, well, how many dead? Well, there's two dead. Mm. But how many shot?
15 altogether.
Okay, so 15 people get shot. This is what they say. Oh, 15 shot. Okay, but what you don't realize is that person might have lost their fucking hand.
Yeah.
Or the use of their leg for the rest of their life. I'm shot and I'm alive, but also I lost a leg. Or I have to wear a colostomy bag. I've got to breathe through who knows? Shot counts, man.
Not to mention the psychological damage that you're going to have for the rest. I had a buddy who was actually in the bathroom. The kid started the shooting in the bathroom and then brought
not
it out
the
into the hallway.
Not the reload bathroom.
Yeah.
He was in there?
That's where the first the first kid died, was going to the bathroom, walked up behind him, shot him, killed him. That's where the shooting took place.
Nothing racially motivated, bullying, none of that. Just mental illness, clearly.
Sure.
He's laughing and shit, you said, smiling.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt,
or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Trying to fit in with the wrong crowd is from what I've gathered. That's it. And that was the way. And I'll get to that in a second about why I think it was that. My friend was using the urinal, happened to know the shooter.
You knew the guy that got shot?
Yeah. We were good friends. We played basketball together, baseball. We were on, you know, sports. Came up behind him going to the bathroom and, you know, using the urinal, shot him in the neck and left him there to die. He goes out in the hallway to start shooting. That's when I come around the corner, I guess. Or this might have been just before I come around the corner. The kid's crying or moaning on the floor. Oh. He turns around, tells him to shut up, goes back to shooting kids in the hallway. It's just that's how brutal this kid was. Just
your friend?
He told my friend to shut up, who was moaning
and
on the ground.
He bled out?
No, he lived, actually.
He did?
Yes, he lived.
After being shot in the neck?
In the neck, yeah.
And it Holy fuck.
Out for months after that. Came back with, you know, giant brace on his head, and you could see the bullet hole in his neck or the entrance that it took.
They should put him next to the Coke machine. Like, what's up, man?
What's up, man? Selfie.
Who wore it better? I'm going as this Coke machine for Halloween, motherfucker.
That was, if I could have, oh, man.
Oh,
but
my
good
God.
News for that. He's, I haven't heard from him in, you know, 20 years, but last I heard he had a kid on the way and he was married. Good. So he's doing fine.
Did you know any other people close?
I knew another kid got shot in the lip. I remember we grew up together.
How?
It was somehow it entered
across?
The side. Yeah, it went across his
Fuck.
Lip. So he came back with just his giant lip.
Did it blow teeth
lip.
Out or anything?
I don't remember blowing teeth out. No. Fuck. It was just, if it got lucky.
Yeah.
Man, just lucky.
Across your face.
Yeah, somehow in through here and out
that
through here.
That could have blew his jaw.
Exactly.
I mean, inches. Holy fuck.
And he, his
and
buddy.
And that was just from running, like, just these are
stray
bullets flying through.
Yeah.
That's the other thing you don't think about. This guy's just spraying. You don't think about ricochet. Like,
uh-huh.
That shit could bounce here and shoot over that way. Yeah.
Someone made it home. Now, this is a rumor, but it was, a lot of people had told me about this. Someone made it home, didn't realize they were shot in the leg until they got home.
The adrenaline.
Right,
everything.
The adrenaline. And so you do know a couple other kids that got shot. None of them, I didn't know the kids that died.
So how did he get them?
One kid was in the bathroom with my friend, and he just shot him in the head. That kid died instantly in the bathroom. The other kid was in the hallway.
I mean, can you imagine you're just going to the bathroom and then your lights go out?
That's it. I think
you
about
those
kids.
You don't even know what's going on.
I think about them all the time.
I'll bet.
And I do have some PTSD from it. Like, I don't like to be, for a long time, I couldn't go into schools that were indoors. I just couldn't do it, man.
I got up so many questions. How do you feel when the store's packed? Every room in there.
Very,
right?
Back's always to a wall.
That shooting happened on the, on the, were you there that night?
No, I wasn't there that night. Yeah.
But I heard that guy that was in the two school shootings was there that night.
His legend continues.
He just happened to have tickets to it.
I think we just
man, I appreciate you helping me find humor in this because this is crazy.
No, I mean, there's funny this parts of it looking back on it. You know, it's a sad situation, but you gotta laugh at it, dude. You know, it's funny seeing people that class get older and older and seeing them develop families and
Reunions. All right, wait. Well, let's go back. Let's go back. All right, so someone in the lip.
Can I just apologize? I know I'm going very fast.
You don't
it,
owe any apologies.
But it's coming back to me and I'm trying to get everything out. So if you're having a hard time following.
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not. We can
all
go
right.
wherever you want to go. I'll reset us and we can go again.
Okay,
it's all good. Be yourself, please. I want you to be. And I couldn't, I hope there's not a lot of people out there that can you know, understand exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, there probably are. So I do have a friend. Well, Dan Van Kirk's friend was involved in the Vegas shooting.
Oof.
And a friend of mine, her daughter was in there, and she had just left. So I've talked to some people about this crazy shit, but
yeah.
I've never sat with someone and talked about a school shooting. I mean, that's the other thing. I'll never forget hearing this Columbine parent say, you know, someone said to them wrong place, wrong time. And she said, bullshit. My kid was in school. They were exactly where they were supposed to be that fucking day. Uh-huh. Don't tell me wrong place, wrong time. And I thought, you know what? Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's bullshit. Wrong place, wrong time. That's where they were supposed to be that day. So, going back to someone getting shot, the people who died, you said the one boy and who was the other person?
The other one, I believe, was shot in the hall. He was shot, but was able to run around the corner. So as I mentioned earlier, I was at the end of the hall. I was on the left side of the hall. He ran around the right side of the hall and apparently he collapsed right there. A teacher came out, performed CPR, and he died in the teacher's arms. The teacher had, he had been there. He was like, you know, 20 some odd years. I think he, later on I learned he had like 6 shrinks after this. He just couldn't get over. The kid died in his arms and I don't think he ever recovered.
I don't know how you could.
So that's where the second kid, Randy Gordon, who was a senior, and I believe Brian Zucker was a freshman who wanted to be a stunt double, which was funny because I remember hearing rumors about this freshman. If you gave him $1, he would run into a pole head first. And so we would bring dollars and try and, you know, have him run into poles.
Holy shit.
So just great, you know, two of the most innocent kids at that school, you know.
Everyone's innocent.
Oh, yeah.
They're all innocent. Yeah, they're in school.
Yeah.
Let me ask you, do you know who the person that survived but worst damage?
Probably
anyone
in
a wheelchair? Anyone?
I don't remember anybody being in a wheelchair. I think my buddy who got shot in the neck was the worst one that I can remember.
But he's recovered now?
He recovered, yeah. Everybody I know had a full recovery. I knew another guy shot in the butt. He recovered. That's probably the best place you could get shot, right? I don't know.
I would say it's the fleshiest and muscle.
Somebody else got... the kid who got shot through the lip, he had a friend who got shot. And I don't remember where, but I know he got honorably discharged after going to the Army when he graduated due to complications to his gunshot. So
Wow. There
was that.
Okay.
And I mean, as far as things that follow you from that, like I can't, if I go to a busy restaurant, you better believe my back's against the wall. I want to see everybody that comes in.
That's that old mafia shit. Yeah.
And I still, if I go to the bathroom and somebody walks in behind me, I'm like, oh, you know, I got to kind of keep an eye. You just never know.
I did a gig. Have you ever been to Chicago?
No.
I did a gig in Chicago and then they took me over to the Al Capone's old place called the Green Mill. And it's vintage. It's as if it's untouched, like 50s, 60s. It's just gorgeous. And I was like, you guys should do a show here. They go, we do every Sunday afternoon and it's been sold out forever. And I was like, fuck yeah. And it's gorgeous. And they go, that's Capone's seat over there. So we go sit in the booth. And then as soon as you sit in the booth, you can see why it's his booth.
Okay.
He's got an exit right behind him, but he can see everything. It's not even facing front. It's in the middle. So he's got his right and his left, but nothing behind him but a door. And it's this beautiful booth. And you're like, well, oh, that's the fuck yeah. That's where we're out
here. Exactly. Always know where the exits are just in case, you know.
So can we talk? Let's go to this. I want to try to stay chronologically now. So you meet with this group of people at the school. Sure, rumors are flying. You hear who it is. We talk about the people, I'm sure, who die. What's next? How long is school closed? Like, when do you actually go back? And what are you doing in that time?
One thing I want to point out in the parking lot that was a trip, man, was so the whole school was pretty much there in the parking lot. Parents are showing up because they're being reunited. And if you can Google
this.
10
o'clock in the morning, too. Yeah.
And it's all documented. It's on that. You can find it on Google if you look it up. There's news footage and everything. You can see them gathering in that area. Parents were coming to reunite with their kids. Unfortunately, some of the parents came, found out that their kids were no longer alive. That's really sad.
And you see that?
I didn't see that, no. The shooter's dad comes looking for his son. Hey, is he okay? I don't want to say his name. Is he okay? Asking his friends who he saw, like, oh, no, I think he did it. Imagine... The dad goes there thinking that his son was, you know, a victim. He's the one that caused all this.
Fuck.
So that happened in the parking lot. That was part of where everybody was reunited. After that, it was just, I don't remember too much in that day. It didn't hit me what happened until later that night. A radio station, a real popular radio station down there, was talking about it. And I was thinking, wow, if this station's playing it, you know. And that's when Geraldo Rivera had, you know, come down. By then, all the big names were there, and you realized how massive it actually was.
Yeah, I mean, my God. What point do you all, as a community, find out that this parent and these kids knew?
I remember it being almost immediately.
Yeah.
Almost immediately, man. So I know that there were some burnouts he was hanging out with, and he said he was gonna shoot the school up. And this one kid specifically I remember, because I went to elementary school with him, huge loser, right? I think he was already dropped out of high school by this time, and he told the kid who did the shooting, "You're not gonna do it, you're a pussy." Egging him on. Next day he does it. No repercussions for him, by the way. I don't know what happened to him. I'm sure he's in prison, but for something else. But just, you know, escalated unnecessarily.
So how long is school closed before you get to go back?
Just one day.
That's it?
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here. A day.
One day.
How's it not closed for like 2 weeks, a month?
That's what we thought. We thought, oh, we're going to be out of school for a long time. That was the rumor, because, you know, we didn't want to go back to school anyway.
Would you? Who would want to? I'd be scared to go back the next day.
Yeah, I don't think it was mandatory.
I was going to say, I'm sure the absentee rate that day was up.
I know that I walked on campus the first day back.
You haven't even processed this yet.
No, you really haven't, man.
It's 24 hours later, you're back in the building where you just almost got killed yourself, where people you know have been maimed, and some have been murdered.
Yes.
And you're walking that same hallway and seeing these same bullets.
Yeah, everybody's retracing their steps from that day. I remember walking onto campus, it was the quietest I've ever heard it. You know, everybody was there, but very few people talking. It was just really eerie. And then, you know, we had counselors in every class. So counselors came in, and it was that way for a while. I forget how long, but they were there every day taking over the class. So we weren't learning. We were talking about what happened. And then they put in like a makeshift building for campuses, for counselors that were there the rest of the time I was in high school. I don't know how long they stayed, but
I'm sure the teachers, everyone, the faculty, everyone needed to talk to somebody after some shit like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck.
The bathroom never reopened as long as I was there. They always kept it shut.
You guys know there are all these gimmicks that promise a great night's sleep out there, right? I don't care what kind of toppers they are or how heavy a blanket may be. It's just lipstick on a pig. If you're sleeping on a terrible mattress, your sleep will be terrible. It's that simple. That's why I recommend sleeping on a Purple mattress. That's because only Purple mattresses have the Gel Flex Grid. It's a super stretchy, ultra squishy material that adapts and flexes around pressure points and doesn't retain heat. All right. Unlike memory foam, which remembers everything, thanks to the Gel Flex Grid, Purple mattresses bounce back as you move and shift. And you'll never have that I'm stuck feeling people get with memory foam. Purple sent me a pillow, same technology, and I'm a side sleeper. I love it. It readjusts. It doesn't, like, you know, have a cave in it every time I put my face on. I don't have to lift it up in the middle of the night and fluff it and turn it over and everything. It keeps its shape. It's awesome. Try your Purple mattress risk-free with free shipping and returns. Financing is available, too. Getting a great night's sleep starts with having a great mattress. Get a Purple mattress. Go to purple.com/honeydew and use code honeydew for a limited time. You can get 10% off any order of $200 or more. That's purple.com/honeydew, code honeydew for 10% off any order of $200 or more. Purple.com/honeydew, promo code honeydew, terms apply. You guys know I believe in mental health. This show has become a mental health show, to be honest. And I know a lot of people are embarrassed to go. I know a lot of people feel like it's not manly. It's not. Listen, man, all that's it's garbage. Get that out of your head right now, okay? Meeting with a therapist to work on your mental health, it's just as helpful as hiring a personal trainer to work on your physical health. And the positive impact can be just as life-changing. Talkspace makes it possible to speak with a licensed therapist right from your phone, tablet, or computer. And unlike traditional therapy, you can message your therapist anytime via text, video, or voice. It's 100% secure and stigma-free the way therapy should be. At Talkspace, your privacy and security are their number one priority. The app puts you in a private room with just you and your therapist, and you can send messages 24/7 and get replies throughout the day. No need to wait for a weekly appointment. Talkspace's encryption and added security features keep your conversation fully protected. Join Talkspace today and start moving forward with a single message. Just visit Talkspace.com and you'll get $100 off your first month when you use the promo code HoneyDew at sign up. That's $100 off at Talkspace.com, promo code HoneyDew. Do it for yourself today. Now, let's get back to the Dew. Did they flags half-mast? What sort of any scholarships in these kids' names? What do they do to remember these kids?
I don't remember that. I do know that they had a bunch of vigils. The community really got behind them. They had churches where we'd have the memorials for them. I remember going to the memorial. They had a big, big church. Everybody went there for the memorial. And I live close, so I walked. Walking home, I remember that was the first time I cried.
I was going to ask.
Yeah, it was the only time, the first time I cried.
Why? What made you cry at that
moment? I think just realizing how innocent the two kids were that died. I don't think I was so scared about myself. I think it was so sad that these, you know, the parents got up there and spoke about what they wanted to do. That one kid wanted to be a
stunt man.
Yeah, and the other kid wanted to go into the army, and his grandpa was so proud of him because he was going to be a captain or go further than he actually did. And just hearing the stories, you know, because I didn't know him personally, putting, you know, personality to these actual people. You know, these were actual kids that lived. And now that, and I still think about them to this day, thinking, you know, they've missed all this for nothing.
For nothing.
Absolutely
nothing.
And
they were where they were supposed to be that day. They weren't even fucking off or out doing illegals. They were in school.
Doing nothing wrong. I always say two of the most innocent kids at the school. I mean, they were just, you know, they weren't jerks. Everybody I knew had nothing but kind things to say about these kids.
So tell me about 2 weeks later, what happens? How does that happen 2 weeks later? Is the shooter involved with your shooter or in that circle of people?
No, just it was the type of copycat crimes, that was a new term at the time. Yeah. I remember copycat crime, and that's exactly what it was. I think it was so close to home, and I don't know. I mean, it was everywhere. You couldn't get away from it. So within the whole San Diego area, I'm guessing he had problems too. He ended up killing himself in prison. So I don't know what happened to him. Yeah.
How many people died in that one?
I don't think anybody died at Granite. Actually, nobody died at Granite Hills. I know he shot some kids, but none of them died, luckily.
Okay. So can we shift a little bit to, tell me a little more. Like, you had a full year to go after that. Feel normal after that ever again?
It got back to normal. Everything went back to normal. Like I said, there was a lot of fighting going on beforehand for a while. I'd say a week or so. You know, everybody's sympathetic towards everybody's needs, and then it just went back to normal. You know, you forget and move on. Yeah, real fast. Maybe longer than a couple weeks, but at least a couple months. I don't remember being an issue towards the end of school year.
What month was it again? I'm sorry.
I think it was February.
So pretty much couple months, and then boom, it's back to normal, and then you get out, then your summer hits.
Yeah.
And then you just go back the next year, and
yeah, I don't remember any difference, you know.
Not a lot of kids transfer. Shit, where are you going to transfer? The other school's getting shot up, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Where are you
no
going?
One was safe.
Yeah.
I'll never forget the yearbook that came out that year. They were selling, eBay was still new. They were selling them on eBay because the shooter was a freshman and one of the kids he killed was a freshman, and they were on the same page in the yearbook.
No.
They never took his picture out. Yeah. So that people were bidding for that on eBay.
Who
Unbelievable.
Wants that?
Unbelievable. Yeah. I still have that yearbook, man.
You do?
Yeah. I don't think I've looked at it since then, but I know I still have it.
Okay, so tell me about, without naming this piece of shit, tell me about this guy now. You say he goes to prison, and like, why do you guys, do you get updates on this person?
Yeah, is that something because you can San Diego used to cover it. San Diego used to cover it in the Union Tribune, which is the paper out there. So you were always getting updates like, hey, he's appealing his case. Hey, he wants to go up. Hey, here's what he looks like now. Because he was a freshman. He was small, and he grew. I don't know. He's really tall now, really big guy. To me, he looks like a monster. Looks like an absolute monster now. Look at him for yourself. Tell me I'm wrong. But I think he looks like a monster. Anyway, he was a small kid, and they think that's why that's what everybody, the news was pushing it as, hey, he did it because he's a small kid.
Well, also, guess what? You didn't do this for racially motivated or bullying or anything. You did it to be with the people you wanted to run with. And those people are in prison. Why do you want to get out? Stay there.
Yeah.
You put yourself exactly where you want to be, you motherfucker.
You're with
now
the buddies
you get to
now.
You're with the homies. Stay there, motherfucker.
I don't know much about him other than he grew within that first year. That was the big story. He's like, look, he's so much bigger now. And, you know,
probably
here's what he would have been.
Prison roids.
I'm
and
sure.
All that shit.
Yeah.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
All I know is that he came from somewhere on the East Coast from a small town. And then came to our city, and he had trouble fitting in. That's all I know. Other than that, his mom was on the East Coast. His dad moved out here, and he lived with his dad. There's actually footage that they have where he filmed something on a camera, and he was going through his apartment before the school shooting, and he pans across his dad's gun cabinet, and he goes, "Oh, there's the no-no cabinet," and keeps going. So that's one of the reasons that the dad didn't go to jail, because he has proof that the guns were locked up. So it's just
and
weird
then he
to
educated
see.
His son that you don't touch those.
Yeah, I guess. And then a couple months later, because the video was only a few months old, you know, it surfaces around. That's when he did the shooting. But you can
so
see the
interesting.
Gun
he's
in that
a
video.
Minor, so yeah. So his father yeah. could go to prison, huh? Because it was his dad's 22?
Yeah, it was his dad's gun. Luckily, and by the way, luckily it was a 22.
You're right. And not a fucking AR or something.
Jeez,
would have ripped
yeah.
that hole. Well, you're right. I'm thinking about, man, you made such a great point about cattle literally just packed in these hallways. And
that's
if there's
all
somebody
is,
there, they don't need to aim. You're right. No. They can just spray into that fucking crowd without even making it personal.
And that's all he was doing, man. I'll never forget how loud that was in the hallway. There's an echo in the hallway. Because if you go to a gun range and you shoot indoors, it's loud.
It is very
if
loud.
If you go in a hallway that's just enclosed like that, I mean, I've never heard anything that loud. It was unbelievable.
And honest to God, I want to ask you this, because firecrackers sound a lot on 4th of July. Does it ever trigger you at all?
No, firecrackers don't normally. No. I know that that's what a lot of people thought it was at first.
I'm sure, yeah.
Was firecrackers.
It does sound similar.
Because you don't process it's going to be a shooting.
No,
yeah, so that's the first
no.
thing that comes to your mind, especially at a school.
Especially also back then.
Yeah.
You know, back then. Nowadays, maybe they're – I know they have new drills and
yeah.
shit I never had when I – so that one I want to ask you, were there any – new safety precautions put in, new drills, new anything that you had to go through after this?
No, not that I remember. No drills. No new drills other than that. It was pushed to be, you know,
security wasn't beefed up.
Yeah,
no
they
police.
Did have some security. We did have, yeah, we'd have more police on campus.
They also had weapons now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So they went with more guns.
Police, I remember more police presence and then.
How did you feel about more police presence?
Oh, we were all for it.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, to me, I felt safer at that time. We all did.
Did the students have a say?
No.
No.
It's funny because you get these school shootings now and people are all over the news or all over social media. We just had a short window to get our voice out there and then it was gone.
Right.
You know, it's just crazy. I think that's why people forget about it. We didn't have social media to really keep it going and keep
right.
everything alive.
Yeah, the internet at that point's what, 5, 6 years old?
Yeah.
So you told me before we started recording that you started doing an after school, was it after school program?
Yeah, it was at an after school program.
After you graduated?
Yeah, after I graduated.
So it
was
interesting
probably
to me
26.
That you stayed in sort of the school system.
Yeah, I never thought about that. But I was in, so this after school program was for the elementary school. Elementary, still in the same school district that the high school was in. I worked this after school program and I hear whispers that there's a girl there. I was subbing in these different places. I was just kind of using it for extra money. And I had a long-term sub at a specific school, and I'm hearing rumors that a girl who works there is dating the killer who's in prison right now. She's dating him in prison.
From prison.
From prison.
Like a new relationship since he's been in there, meaning post-murder. Right.
Meaning she knew everything about him.
And decided to date the guy.
Yeah.
And now she's working. How's that, as I'm saying, how's that not a conflict of interest?
I don't know.
In the same school district.
And I was nervous. Yes. And I was nervous because I was thinking, what is she going to say, man? I'm going to lose it on her. I'm going to absolutely lose it on her. I'm going to do something stupid.
How do you work with her?
Lose my job. She never brought it up. And I think that's why I despised looking at her. I would never talk to her. I wouldn't, but people were telling me before I went there or as I was there that, hey, you know, that's his girlfriend. And I've heard her, my brother told me, my brother actually worked there. He was telling me that she would go around saying, I'm so excited this weekend. I get to go see my boyfriend.
What?
Yeah. And that's what bothered me more than anything. Cause I think if I hear that, I don't know what I'm going to say back to her and I need this job. Yeah, that was one of the I would say that's one of the worst. That was one of the worst things going through after the school shooting because it just brought up so much pain, and then knowing that this girl was okay with, because to me the guy's dead. I could care less. I don't understand people like that.
So can you talk to me about some of the traumas you've suffered from this and what you maybe still deal with?
Definitely, I would say crowds of people bother me.
Where are we talking about? Like a Coachella?
Yeah, Coachella bother. Anything, concerts bother me. Anywhere where there's not a clear exit. So I know if we try to escape, there's going to be a bunch of people going that same direction. I don't like using public restrooms. I do, but I don't like using public restrooms. The urinals, when I can hear people behind me, that bothers me. If I'm in a restaurant, my back's against the wall. Things like that. So it does stay. And for a while, I couldn't go into an enclosed school. So if we had an indoor school, I had a hard time walking through those hallways. And a few times I had to, for whatever reason.
Yeah, because the outdoor schools, and like they were new to me. We weren't even allowed outside.
Oh, okay.
You know, we had harsh winters and shit too, Maryland, but you didn't get to go outside. You just went through the hall to your next class and stuff. There was no hanging outside until after school with like sports and shit like that.
Right.
You didn't get to, but like literally, there was no way to, you had to exit a door to get out of the building where I walk my kids' campuses and you can just fucking run right over there and be out somewhere else, you know?
I think if I were a parent, I would look for that. I would want there to be an outside campus, more ways to get out. Because I can't imagine what it would have looked like had he been indoors and, you know, there's only one or two exits. Luckily, there was, throughout the campus, you could find ways out. And I think that helped. Other than there only being one shooter and him not following, staying in that one area. I guess when he got, I meant to bring this up earlier, but when the cops got there, he threw his gun down and he put his hands out the window and said, oh, it's just me.
Out the window of the school?
Not out the window, out the door.
Oh.
Out the door of the bathroom. So
it's just me, meaning I'm the only shooter? Yeah,
meaning, I don't know how he meant it.
Little old me
is how I took it.
Okay.
It's just me. I don't think he even thought about what he had done. You know what I mean? And later, there was news footage of him later that night being taken into custody. And that's the only time I saw him cry. So I know he wasn't crying when he was arrested.
Jesus Christ. Okay, I want to ask you this because you stayed sort of teaching for a little while.
Uh-huh.
Where do you stand on Second Amendment? Are you a gun owner?
I am. Yes, I am a gun owner. I'm for it.
Were you and your family prior to the school shooting?
No. Do
you think without the school shooting you would?
I don't know. I don't know. It's definitely, I know how helpless you can feel in a situation like that. And after that, I knew I wanted something. I just never wanted to feel that helpless again if I could help it. And then the only place I could do that was in my own home. And I don't want, I figured I've always felt safer.
Yeah, I don't blame you at all. I mean, my father grew up hunting. So we had guns in the house, but again, we were taught gun safety, every gun's loaded. The safety's always off, but make sure you put it on. But when you pick it up, don't fucking aim at it. Don't look down at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like honest to God, simple shit. That
you're responsible for everything that comes out of that gun.
Everything.
I get both sides. I understand it because had he not had access to a gun, this never would have happened.
You know?
But unfortunately people like that do have it. So
yeah, I first of all, I don't think any of us who have not walked in your literal shoes in a school shooting have any right to tell anybody. I know there's a lot of like, well, I said, okay, they went with more guns because that's some people were like, well, more guns aren't the answer. You know, maybe in that situation they are. And that's why I was curious. Did you feel better? Sound like everybody felt way more fucking secure when you had armed police there.
There was no complaints at the time. I can tell you that. So this was 2001. Nobody was complaining with the extra cops on there. And not to mention, they were all armed, you know, all of them. And they would, you know, they were spread out through the campus and they broke up, you know, there was a lot of things, fights or whatever, the little riots or whatever they had there. And they were, you know, I saw a lot of that minimized when that presence was there. So it was a good thing for us.
Yeah. No, I'm for it too. I do believe we need to get some sensible gun laws, of course. But you know, how can we sit there and tell the single mom that works three fucking jobs, whose kids are home, who's probably already been assaulted on these goddamn streets of the United States, that she can't carry a little something in that purse to protect herself? Fuck that.
Right.
You know, that too. And a school shooting, man. I mean, thank God you're all right. All right, let me ask you this. What surprises you the most that still runs through your head about it?
Probably, you know what plays through my head a lot is the stucco from the wall hitting me. That when he shot and the sound and him hitting the soda machine just above me. For some reason, that plays over and over in my head. I see that. That image and the girl, the blonde girl I told you about who was going the other way with the look on her face. I'll never forget that look. That look and then the sound of the soda machine above me. I'll never forget that.
And you said you think about those young kids' wasted lives a lot. Huh?
I do. I think in my mind, it's my way of keeping them, you know, alive. And it's just so, to me, it's so sad, so unfair what happened to them. They didn't get a chance to have a family or...
This kid's going to the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't even believe,
That's why I feel lucky that to be able to do comedy. I think about, you know, that could have been all taken from me. All the cool experiences I've had just throughout life, not only comedy, but throughout life. And that could have all just been taken from me. That would have been it on that day. I had done nothing by 17.
Yeah.
And and it's not your choice. Not that you did anything wrong. Just that someone made a dumb decision.
Is there a reunion, a high school reunion? Every time they do the high school, you did. It is 20 years this year, huh?
We're going on 21.
Holy shit.
They just had the 20th year.
Do they honor them and do anything for them during
this? They do in the town. I know they had something last year. I don't follow it too much. I used to get all the information I could get on it. I wanted to read everything. Now I don't want to hear much about it, you know? I try and remember the kids who were killed, but I don't want to really relive it anymore. There's documentaries of this kid and there are? Yeah, there's people talking, or he's in documentaries. Because they have school shooting documentaries. Yeah. And someone just told me there's one of him. I don't know how true that is. And, you know, 10 years ago, I would have watched it. No problem. Now I just don't care. I don't want to relive it anymore. Because I've noticed that, like I said, the older I get, the more it bothers me. I've never had an issue. I remember this college school shooting where the guy was walking in 10, 12 years ago, Asian guy. Forget what, Virginia?
That's what I'm saying.
I think it was Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech.
Yeah, that one was the next major one I remember that, and I wanted everything. I wanted to get all the information, all these school shootings. And then by the time Sandy Hook and all that stuff came around, I just don't even follow it anymore. I can't, you know?
You said it's bothering you more and more. What is it? What's bothering you more and more specifically?
Knowing that I almost died and that everything could have just been taken away, you know?
Is that survivor's guilt? Is that?
Yeah, there definitely is. Absolutely.
Have you stood up on that?
Yeah, sir.
Have you gone to therapy for it?
No.
No?
No, never gone to therapy for it. We did have online or on-campus therapy, therapists who came out, but that's the only time I ever talked to somebody.
But see, now it's changing for you, so.
And now I do. I want to. I just haven't done it.
You should. Go talk to somebody about that. And also, I mean, I don't envy you because even talking to a therapist, they can apply whatever they want and their knowledge and experience. But how many people have survived a school shooting that can sit and talk to you in a way that you guys all, I mean, I hate to say all because there's so many people these days, but all need to be talked to.
Yeah.
Are there any grief groups? It's got to be a small select. Is there
never
anything
from
your
that,
school
you know?
Or the other high school or anything like that?
I know, you know, I got to look into that. That's a good question. I don't know. And it's something I probably should participate in, to be honest. Not to mention, I think it's great to just raise awareness for something like this because it can happen. It can happen anywhere.
Look, anywhere. At any school, at any time, any mall, any movie theater, I mean, any outdoor concert we're seeing at every fucking church. I mean, my God, it's, yeah, so it was, I really do appreciate you coming on here and even finding a little laughter in this. And it's an episode we've never had and something I've never done. And honestly, I hope I never have to do another episode like this.
Sure, I get it.
You know.
No, thanks for listening. I'm just glad that we can get the story out there. I hope I didn't talk too fast. Please. When all the memories come in, I start rushing.
You were great.
Getting through it. So I appreciate you, man.
Of course. Now, I ask every guest their first time here, and this is going to be interesting. I ask them, because this happened when you were 17.
Yeah.
So advice you would give to your 16-year-old self, knowing what you know now.
You know what? I actually thought about this not too long ago. Do you remember going to school with those kids that were maybe loners, didn't have any friends, maybe something was a little off, the kids that didn't have their hair combed, they just sweatpants, something was going on at home and you didn't realize that as a kid, right? Mm-hmm. Something was up. Maybe the kid was off, maybe he wasn't, maybe there was something going on at home. If I could go back and talk to my 16-year-old self, 17-year-old self, I would say, go up to those kids who you see alone every day, make a point to just say hello, say hi, ask them how their day's going. Because I bet you 10, 20 years from now, it's going to mean the world to them. Nobody took the time to talk to those kids. And I don't know, for some reason, I really regret that. You know, it really bothers me.
That's great. I tell my daughter all the time, I'd rather be a better friend than a student. You know, I just had a parent-teacher conference on, what the hell was it, Thursday or Friday last week. And I right away was like, how is she as a friend? She's like, awesome. She hugs everybody. So I was like, let's not hug over here. We got a pandemic. You know what I'm saying? Tell my daughter to fist bump for crazy.
I agree. Yeah. I think it's better to be a better friend.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, dude, thank you so much.
No,
I know this wasn't
on,
easy. I appreciate it. You were great. You don't apologize for anything. But one more time, please plug and promote everything you'd like.
So I'm at Stephen Garza Joke for Instagram. And if you could check out my YouTube, Stephen Garza Comedy.
All right, brother. Well, stay safe out there. And you all stay safe out there as well. I am Ryan Sickler. Talk to y'all next week.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell, and when I spend 200 days a year rolling down the highway, the bus can start to feel smaller than a guitar case. Everyone wonders how I stay chill while the hours crawl by. Truth is, one good luck spent on Chumba, and suddenly the trip feels a whole lot shorter. Finding your space, even when there isn't much to spare. Need some chill? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNCs apply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.